Order, President, or President, our Representatives Johansson, Holmes, Edgman, and Seaton. We have two people on excused absences, that's Representative Ledoux and Johnson, and Representative Wilson will join us after another meeting. So thank you, and today we are going to hear one bill, and that is House Bill 289, Employment Tax Exemption. Intention is to look at the CS before us that has incorporated the amendment that we passed last time. It also changes in Section 22 defining temporary as meaning a period of less than 7 days, continuous days, and it also, there's a title change, but it's not for any reason that other than legislative drafting. At this time, we have, we still left the record open. Department of Labor, would you come forward and just identify yourself for the record?
For the record, my name is Paula Scavera. I'm Special Assistant to the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development. I'm just here for questions.
Great, and appreciate that, Paula. And you've had a chance to review this CS, haven't you?
Yes, sir, I have.
And does the Department of Labor have any problems with they raised with this?
I have, for the record, excuse me, through the chair, at this time, the department has no problems with it. I've reviewed it with our chief of tax, Virginia Calloway, who's here also in the room, and we do not have any problems with the bill as it's written in the CS.
Great, thank you, and just wanted to let the department know on the record that we do appreciate your help in raising the issues so we could solve them in committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Does any member of the committee have a question for the department? Okay, thank you. We have also online some from Betty Shore from the Department DEC. Does Department of Environmental Conservation, does anybody have a question for DEC on this? Seeing none, she was there for questions. And then we have Tom Colby, and in our packet we have a letter from the Alaska Tanker Company, LLC, that was distributed last week. And maybe, Mr. Colby, are you online?
Yes, sir, I'm on.
Thank you. We appreciate your comments here. Do you have any further comments that you could add on this, clarification on the record for us?
No, just that ATC supports the bill, and as the letter states, the fishing vessel contracts are very important to our maintaining compliance with the plan. I think that this is an issue that's going to come out in the state of California, where it was intended post-1989 that fishing vessels would be used rather robustly in a response, and the Costco Busan was an incident where fishing vessels weren't very well organized and maintained continuous training. So I think that is another example of the importance of the fishing vessel crews and boats to their use in the response tactics that we have in the Prince William Sound Oil Discharge Prevention and Contingency Plan. And I'm here to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you, Tom. And would you, I can't remember whether you did or not, would you identify yourself and who you represent on the record for us?
Oh, okay. I'm the Marine Team Leader for Alaska Tanker Company, and I represent Alaska Tanker Company. But I was the chairman of the response planning group who administers the Prince William Sound Oil Discharge Prevention and Contingency Plan from the years 2000 through 2007. And so I have a good knowledge of the plan and the history of the utilization of fishing vessels as an important integral part of the open water response, as well as the near shore response and prevention of sensitive areas.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions for Representative Holmes?
All right, I better sit down if I'm going to ask a question. I was just wondering, Mr. Chairman, since we in the CS that we have not yet adopted, but we have in front of us, we've defined temporary services to mean a period of less than 7 continuous days, and I just wanted to get on the record a hopefully a verification that that is sufficient to cover most of the tests or really short-term spills.
Mr. Colby, did you hear that question?
Yeah, maybe for short-term spills, but really what we're after is to exempt them during oil spill response training and drills and exercises. And Betty, I think, can confirm this, Betty Shore, but generally this training and drills do not exceed 7 days. And so that should cover it. And I think what the intent was, and it makes sense to me, that if these fishing vessels are employed full-time for months in a very large spill, then it's probably not the intent to exempt them for that length of time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And thank you, Mr. Colwell. Yes, and that you were correct on the intent of the bill. So let's go to Betty Shore, Department of Environmental Conservation.
Good morning. This is Betty Shore. I'm the Industry Preparedness Program Manager in the Spill Prevention and Response Division at DEC.
Thank you. Did you hear the conversation and the question there that was raised, Betty?
Yes, I did. And yes, I'm in agreement with Tom Colby that 7 days should be sufficient for normal training and exercises.
Great. And from DEC's standpoint, do you see any other holes that we haven't plugged or any problems with the bill?
No, sir.
Thank you. Are there any other questions from the committee? Thank you very much, Ms. Shore. So we have on our desk, but we haven't adopted the committee substitute. Can I get a motion to adopt that? Representative Johansson.
I move to adopt version M as a document for the committee to work off.
Is there any objection? So we have adopted LS 1182/M Wayne as our working document. Is there anyone else that wishes to testify on the bill present? Is there anyone online that wishes to testify? I'm going to close public hearing and committee action. Is there any questions or discussion? Do I have a motion to move the bill? Representative Johansson.
I'll move CS for HB 289 fisheries with individual recommendations.
And attach fiscal vote?
If there is one.
It's a zero fiscal note.
Zero fiscal note.
Great. See no objection. House Bill 289 will move from committee with individual recommendations attached fiscal note. Wednesday of this week, we will hear HB 16, which is limited entry, sunset of crab and scallop, and an overview of ADF&G's commercial fishing division on their scallop management that they're proposing to the Board of Fisheries. And on Friday, we'll be considering House Bill 41, transfer of habitat division from DNR to ADF&G. Is there anyone else has any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, we are adjourned at 8:50.